AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A 15-year-old girl from Tennessee who had been missing for more than a month has been found safe in Northern California. She had disappeared with her teacher. Tad Cummins has been arrested. The two disappeared after Cummins was investigated by the school system when another student reported seeing the then-married teacher kiss the girl at school. Police in St. Louis say a man opened fire on two utility workers in a residential neighborhood. Both were killed. The gunman later killed himself. The family of former NFL player Aaron Hernandez wants to donate his brain to science. But lawyer Jose Baez says Massachusetts officials are refusing to release it, despite turning over the rest of his body to a funeral home.
It is our position that they are holding Aaron Hernandez's brain illegally.
Hernandez was serving a life sentence for murder, apparently killed himself in prison yesterday in Massachusetts. President Trump is meeting with Italy's prime minister at the White House. Earlier, the president called for an investigation into whether imports of steel are jeopardizing national security.
Steel is critical to both our economy and our military. This is not an area where we can afford to become dependent on foreign countries.
A 1960s trade law gives the president authority to restrict imports if they are determined to be harmful to U.S. security interests. The United Nations Security Council threatened new sanctions against North Korea in a strongly worded condemnation of its latest missile launch. The U.S. has agreed to a Russian request to include a call for dialogue with Pyongyang. In San Antonio, the last orca has been born in captivity. SeaWorld's Amy McCoy was involved with the birth.
This is life-changing and a moment that I will never forget.
SeaWorld stopped breeding orcas following animal rights protests. Wall Street, the Dow is up 196 points. This is AP Radio News. The mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, wants a big increase in the price of cigarettes in the city.
The minimum price of a pack of cigarettes in New York City is $10.50. Mayor de Blasio wants to raise it to $13. That would be the highest in the country.
But for people for whom this will be an incentive not to smoke, I say that's a good deal.
Health Commissioner Mary Bassett says the goal is to reduce the number of smokers in New York from 900,000 to 740,000. The plan is part of a package of proposals, including curtailing the number of retailers licensed to sell tobacco and a ban on cigarette sales by pharmacies that are being submitted to the city council. Warren Levinson, New York.
A longtime telephone company worker in Italy has been awarded monthly Social Security payments. A court found Roberto Romeo's brain tumor was caused by an improper use of his company-issued cell phone. Romeo said he used the company's cell phone for 3 hours a day for 15 years. He will receive about $7,000 a year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.